This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. God, as we acknowledge you as vine and we as branches, remember us as members of your body. Bring us together as one once again, so that we might, in our unity, express the fruit that you pour out to us when we stay connected to you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Please be seated. I was 10 years old, a long time ago, and Sister Jean Carroll, this rebel Dominican nun, decided that in the wake of, in the Roman Church of Vatican II, we were going to have a guitar mass at our school. Shockwaves went through the church. The first song that we sang on guitar was the one we just sang, Hear, O Lord. I remember that as we go back. If there's a theme to my sermon today, it is sort of rewinding the tape part two that you heard a couple weeks ago. But the gospel that we are presented with today on this Curcio Sunday, of the vine and the branches, is one in my reflection that just brings me to another level of understanding of what that is all about. Let me ask you something. If I was to ask you if you knew the lyrics to one of your favorite songs, how many of you could raise your hand and say yes? I think most of us. I'm not going to ask you to do it. Now more hands go up. How about if I was to ask you if you could tell me one of your favorite jokes, how many of you could probably do that? Yeah. If I was to ask you to tell me, not recite, but just tell me the name or title of one of your favorite poems, what would it be? Could you do that? Yeah. Well, let me take it to the next level. If I was to ask you what your favorite line of scripture was, I won't embarrass you by asking you to raise your hand. But if there's any takeaway I want you to have today, it is this. We all need to have at least one favorite line of scripture that we can recall when we need it. You know, in this gospel, I've read this umpteen times and heard it umpteen times, as I'm sure you have. But for the first time, it really jumped out at me towards the end of this particular gospel reading that Jesus adds a nuance of meaning to this thing of abiding in him and him in us. Because at the end, he says, if my word abides in you. The word abiding in us. I want you to hang on to that for a minute, because I want us to remember a little bit and rewind the tape, because in terms of this idea of vine and branches, we can go back in our personal history in this church and in this community to something called Hurricane Wilma. And nervous twitches go in everybody at this point when I say that, as we prepare for hurricane season. If you recall, during that particular hurricane, the rubber tree outside of the youth house was completely destroyed, if you show the slide. Man, it looked dead. I was ready to tell Tad, and I was ready to tell Tony, and everybody else connected with the landscaping, cut it down. It's gone. But if you recall, if you hit the next button, over time it changed, and God was at work there. And as you watch what God through nature did, I want to share with you something about remembering our past that actually happens to be one of my favorite poems, and it is Shakespeare's 30th sonnet, sometimes called Remembrance of Things Past. It goes like this. When to the sessions of sweet, silent thought I summon up remembrance of things past, I sigh the lack of many a thing I sought, and with old woes new wail my dear time's waste. Then can I drown an eye unused to flow, for precious friends hid in death's dateless night, and weep afresh love's long since cancelled woe, and moan the expense of many a vanished sight. Then can I grieve at grievances foregone, and heavily from woe to woe tell o'er the sad account of four bemoaned moaned, which I knew pay as if not paid before. But if the while I think on thee, dear friend, all losses are restored and sorrows end. He writes of all the regrets of everything that's happened in his life, all the barren branches, so to speak. And yet when he gets to the point of remembering that one faithful, special person, all of that barrenness, all of that grief, all of that loss goes away. This is what Jesus is talking about being for us today. I am the true vine. I did a little research on grapevines. And the strongest part of the grapevine is where the vine meets the branch. I find that amazing. That staying connected that is so important in this culture today, whether it's social media or whatever else, but the staying connected to Jesus is that which will sustain us. Look what it did in nature. I mentioned remembering your favorite line of scripture. I can go back to my college days. Not sure what God was calling me to do with my life. A lot of fear, a lot of anxiety as college was starting to get ready to end. And a Jesuit priest led a retreat we were on. And the scripture he chose became my favorite line of scripture. 1 John 4, verse 18 that we heard this morning. Perfect love casts out all fear. When I heard that line, when he spoke it, it was as if the Spirit poured it into my being, my words abiding in you. And that gave me strength at that time to know that there was no need for fear, that staying connected to Jesus, he was going to lead me forward. Now, why I say it's important we have that line is because there's a cumulative effect of that. Now, don't go thinking, oh my gosh, he wants us to memorize scripture, he's gone Baptist on us. But there is an incredible value in this for us. If you did the 40 Days in the Word program, this was one of the most valuable insights that is given there. Because what happens with that? I have now attached that particular verse of scripture to a life event, to a leaf coming back on my branch. And guess what? The next time in my life where fear starts to creep in there with the bad forces that want to paralyze us with fear, I remember that line. And I not only remember that line and say it on my lips, but I go back to that day in college when I heard that and I felt that effect of the Holy Spirit, and it made a difference for me to have strength to move on. And so in that next situation where I wasn't sure what to do out of fear, I was reaffirmed. And now I can move on. And the third time it happens, and I recall that line, now I have two things in my life that I can go back to. And you get the idea of the power of this over time in terms of our own personal spiritual timeline, our own remembrance of things past, of this God who is so, so faithful. You know, when this happened and we had Bill and Pat Chatfield, our dear parishioners who moved to Jacksonville, do this time lapse, when they did the final few slides, something happened that we didn't plan on. They kept the same angle. But if you click again, you will see there was a sky rider in the sky when they took the pictures that day. That's a God thing, literally. That there is something that God does when we least expect. You know, if we're the branch and we don't see and don't understand, there's a lot of things that are going on underground that are going to end up nourishing us. When we feel, like the gospel says today, that things are getting taken away and we're getting sort of on the outs, maybe it's just God pruning us for greater growth. When we look to our remembrance of things past, we're going to find that that is true. When we feel like we're in the dark and we feel like the light is getting shut out, he assures us today he's going to remove those dead pieces that are hiding the light from getting to us, and we will be nourished. He assures us the fruit's going to be ours. We spent 9 weeks in this church looking at what is promised to us as a fruit of the Spirit. Galatians 5:22. Do you have these in your life? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, humility, self-control. This is what we're promised if we stay connected to him. If you don't feel those 9 things, maybe it's time to remember yourself, to get connected again. If we rewind our tape and remember, what God does in nature, God does with every one of his beloved. If we stay connected to him. If you don't have a favorite line of scripture, perhaps today's gospel is the one you should choose, at least for now, for yourself. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. May it be so for us.